Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So Joshua made flint knives for himself and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the false kings.
And it is Joshua, Israel for Memanuchetia Ebio.
And this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them.
Now, Central Joshua,
all the people who came out of Egypt who were males.
Now, one more Mema Efi Egypt, Ebaya no Moya Memenina.
All the men of war had died in the wilderness on the way after they had come out of Egypt.
Now,
for all the people who came out had been circumcised, but all the people born in the wilderness on the way as they came out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people who were men of war, who came out of Egypt, were consumed. Because they did not obey the voice of the Lord. Please underline that. They did not obey the voice of the Lord. To whom the Lord swore that he will not show them the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers that he will give unto us. A land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 7, then Joshua circumcised their sons whom he raised up in their place, for they were uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised on the way.
Now Joshua etwa wo munyina twetia na wade wo sisi wo manam no ye sesan se na ye ntwa wo twetia.
Two more verses. So it was when they had finished circumcises all the people that they stayed in their places in the camp till they were healed.
Na obu twetwa wo twetia no omunyina tena wo ntuma dam ko sisi wo mo hoto wo.
Then the Lord said to Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore, the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day.
Now,
we will go to the New Testament text.
In Hebrews chapter 4.
Hebrews 4, and we will read verse
6 and 11.
Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Verse 11, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. May the Lord add his enlightenment, his anointing,
hallelujah,
his Holy Spirit,
hallelujah,
even to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. When Jesus Christ came on earth, he modeled some kingdom principles in a religious society or world. That is how he lived his life on earth. Now, these principles are the structures on which the kingdom of God thrives. Because Jesus had brought the kingdom of God upon his shoulder, and he had to live in a way that the kingdom of God that he was bringing will have some underpinnings or structures on which it will rest.
Na na ebe hia se obenya fa pimbia se odi ahenia na si na betri suna si forma ebenya bibi
so agina. So how he lived formed the structures of the kingdom.
And it is said na yetena no ene na kire ahenia na fa pim.
On which the kingdom from above, heaven above, will be in our lives on earth below.
Na ahenia na odi fi esuru baaye no ɛno na ɛbɛtena sumpo ɛwɔ asase so ha.
So the principles that Jesus lived with are what we call the kingdom structures.
Ɛno ti akwagya anasɛ nhyehyɛ a Yesu de te asase so a ɔnam so de bɔɔ ne bra no ɛno na yɛfrɛ no ahenia no mu nhyehyɛeɛ.
Now these structures must be in the life of every kingdom person or institution.
Ɛno ti ɛwɔ sɛ saa nhyehyɛe ɛwɔ bibi biara ɔwɔ ahenia no mu akwagya anasɛ ekuo biara mu.
Because they form the support base for all the blessings that you will want from heaven above. They form the support base for all the breakthroughs, for all the provisions, for all the good life, the anointing and the success that we can desire.
Ɛno na yɛfa pim gyina hɔ ma yɛ a Onyankopɔn hyira nyinaa bɛba yɛ so ne nwosra bɛba yɛ so yɛdeɛ nyinaa bɛba yɛ so ne akwankɔ ana akwangya kɛse a Onyame bɛtumi ɛde aba yɛ so ɛno so ɛna ɛgyina.
These structures hold all of the things that God can ever do for you. They hold it from deteriorating in our lives.
Na saa nneɛma yi na egyina hɔ ma yɛ a ama Onyankopɔn atumi aba asra yɛ ama nea yɛhwehwɛ nyinaa watumi ayɛ ama yɛ egyina hɔ a ɛtumi ma Onyankopɔn ne yɛpɔ a wɔde ma yɛ no ɛnsɛe.
So they are foundational to kingdom life.
Ɛsiane sɛ ɛyɛ ahenia n'abrabɔ ne fapem.
They are foundational to having heaven on earth.
Ɛyɛ fapem egyina hɔ a wobɛnya wɔ soro ɛwɔ asase.
They are foundational to having the blessings and the glory of heaven upon your finances, upon your marriage, upon your social life, upon every aspect of your life. So in your life, you'll be torn between some two things, you know, building the kingdom structures and then craving for the blessings, the beauties, you know, the anointings, the breakthroughs, the things that people see, and then they say that, well, your life is going on well. You'll be torn between craving for those things and building the structures or the underpinnings to hold them.
Ɛnyɛma mmienu wɔ hɔ a ɛbɛsi w'abrɛ abɔ mu ɔbrɛ a wotu saa nnamɔn wɔ kristosum mu ebi bɛba a wɔanhwɛ yɛ a w'ani bɛsi nneɛma a onipa bi ahu no ho ɛyɛ sika yiedie nneɛma a obi atumi de ne nsa ka anaaso sɛ wobɛsi fapem no a ɛwɔ w'abrɛ abɔ mu a saa nneɛma wei nyinaa bɛtumi agyina so.
Now God is very much interested in you building kingdom structures in your life.
Na w'Onyankopɔn ti mpɔ ne sɛ ɔno deɛ nka ahenia no fa pem na ne na wobɛsi wɔ w'abrɛ abɔ.
So that his will in heaven will be done in whatever aspect of your life you long for, and it will be done, and it will not be a night day wonder, yeah, but it will grow and grow and grow because there are the structures in place to hold them.
Now when nyame tripo ne se anka nyoma pa e wo soro a wodi gu abra bom no wo benya fapem kase a wo betumi akuram ne ye pa aware pa ye die pa menko ba ne se sa nyoma we nyina ba wo so a enche na asan ko esa se wo ni fapem papa bi a sa nyoma ne be gina so.
Whereas God is interested in you building these structures,
emra wo nyame wewe se sa fapem wo be si ne ye no,
human beings generally do not like to build or invest in infrastructure.
Now when the pump person, what did the sika best shape be to say? Infrastructure dying is an omanoman.
No, they don't like to build structures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Infrastructure is just talking about the structure.
It's infra if you are not a structure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We do not like building these principles into our lives. But we rather like the other one. We like the glory. We like to pursue the breakthroughs, the anointings, and all the successes that beautifies us.
Amen. Nyaya dada di obi ahu obodi enhyira no yedie kankwa breakthrough sakasian enu ena yedie ni di akire.
Some people think that concentrating on kingdom structures is time wasting. Because they want the glory fast. They want God to bring them the millions of dollars fast. They want God to show them their wives and their husbands fast. They want God to glorify their lives, that when they are going, maybe somebody will say that there goes so and so, is very blessed. But ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus Christ said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he was talking about build the infrastructure of the kingdom. Get the standards of the kingdom, that is his righteousness. Build the infrastructure and all these things shall be added upon
you.
So you have to settle where your focus is going to be. Whether you are going to focus on your current needs, present needs, the satisfaction of those needs, or you are going to go into the long term and you are going to build structures, enduring structures for God's blessings and beauty and anointings and success to come upon your life and never, never deteriorate. One of the saddest things in life is glory that fades away. Moses had one such glory, but the glory was fading away. So he was ashamed of it. And so he covered his face. The Bible says that his reason was that they will not see that the glory is fading. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 tells us that. So Moses covered face. The reason is simple. Because if you have glory that do not last, is unfortunate. It's better not to see the glory than to have a taste of the glory, have a taste of the anointings, have a taste of a good life, and the thing leaves you. Wow. It's a sad experience. In fact, it is a very disgraceful thing that makes people become ashamed. But God wants us to have a glory that lasts and grows and grows and grows. He said, from glory to glory.
Hallelujah. Now when you may be said, when you are the Mayano, a benini every pampan swabi akon pampan swa, a wasrupa.
But too many people are in a hurry.
Now, so the Bible may be a pentam at the America.
They tell God, give it to me now.
They
act like the junior brother of the they act like the prodigal son. Give it to me now. Wow. And when they have it, then they lose it. Wow.
Oh.
But ladies and gentlemen, God wants our focus to be on building the principles by which Jesus lived on this earth. Because the glory is nothing really in inverted commas. Most of the things that we long for, you know, sometimes you talk to believers, is their target and all that. It seems to be the target of unbelievers also. Because what they want is money, just like the unbeliever. What they want is a great family life, like the unbeliever. What they want is travel opportunities, like the unbeliever also wants.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So sometimes they see unbelievers with what they want. And sometimes they become confused. Hey God, me, I'm your child. Look at how the unbeliever is getting the recognition, the promotions, the blessings. Look at how it is well with his family and things like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some answers for you today. Because the focus of God is not you getting the travel opportunity, including to go to outer space. Because that thing, you have it already.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In fact, Jesus has so procured these things for you and for me that when you ask God for it, you will get it right now. It is too late for God to withhold it from you. As far as God is concerned, it is a done deal. But He wants to build something into your life so that you look like Jesus. So that there's a difference between you, who has all the success, and then the unbeliever, who also has the same success. There will be a difference. The difference is that you will have structures, principles on which that thing moves from glory to glory. So Jesus said to his disciples that unbelievers are seeking for these things, but it shall not be so with you. But you seek first the kingdom of God and His standards, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus is interested in you being like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that when He puts the glory upon you, He adds all these things unto you. It will live for long and it will grow into other things.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise, what's the difference between the believer and the unbeliever? The difference is the kingdom structures in the life of the believer. Upon which all these things are added. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is where our focus must be. And the Bible tells us that things are going to be shaking all over. Let's look at that in the same book of Hebrews. Chapter 12. And then verse 26. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. As of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Because our God is a consuming fire. Ladies and gentlemen, God is going to shake things in this world. I tell you, as we are hearing God's word right now, He's shaking things in the world. There are things that He alone can shake. And the Bible says that the things which cannot be shaken, they will remain. They are the things which are built upon the principles that Jesus lived His life. They are the kingdom structures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that Jesus told the disciples, including the apostles who had left everything, that they should seek the kingdom. Some people think that it means that they should be born again. They should be candidates for heaven. But Jesus was talking beyond that. Because if you look at Peter, who has forsaken everything, and you tell him to seek the kingdom, you are telling him something.
He
wants them to build certain structures in their lives. Now, I want us to understand that one of the important structures we need to build to be the foundation of God's blessings in our lives is the structure of obedience to God. The people of Israel that God rescued from Egypt through His servant Moses were very disobedient to God. They rebelled against God. They spoke against Moses. They were full of murmuring and complaining. God said in conclusion that they were just stiff-necked people. For this reason, God told them that they will not enter the promised land. Rather, He was going to bring their children to the promised land. These children of the people who came out of Egypt, they were the exact opposite of their fathers. They were very obedient to their new leader called Joshua. Wow. Whereas their fathers were very disobedient to Moses, there rises a new leader called Joshua. And the people were unquestionably obedient to Joshua. Now the height of their obedience was when they had to be circumcised Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the males in the camp were put to one side.
And
these were grown-ups. Hey!
Sure.
They were not like babies, 7 day old or 5 day old. They were grown.
And
God said, Joshua, make a knife, circumcise all of them.
Hi. And when you make a church, Joshua said, Joshua, for your second, I see, I know. Let's show them when you know, church here.
The reason why he said they should circumcise them, he gave it in that text that we read.
Now, central, when you make a Joshua, yes, son, when you're not with Joshua, woman.
He says that their fathers were disobedient to me.
Was it one way, John? No, we are sworn to the mommy.
So I'm going to raise them up.
And it's me, Baba, Pejawam.
And take them there into the promised land. But in order for them to get there, circumcise them. And everybody was obedient. Men. I'm talking about young men. Wow. All of them. They cut their foreskin. This, I believe, is the height of obedience you can subject any man to. So when they did that, when they were unquestionably obedient to Joshua, God said something after the event. He said, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. In other words, God was saying that, look, your people, your fathers were disobedient, and then I didn't let them in. Now, you have shown the height of obedience to me. So today, at the time that you were obedient, I am going to take you into the promised land because Egypt is far away from
you. Hallelujah. Now, when you make catch that one, say, and now, why are you so dear, mommy? And you know, mama, papa, no more so brachia. Now, we're honing yami on yami, and I'm a training in agu. And ultimate demo, I'm a cosa, but she assassins.
And so, do you know what happened?
Now, when you, my dear, see it.
Right after God said that.
And now, when you make us up,
Jesus.
Yes, so.
Manifested himself.
Danny, who are you, woman?
As the captain of the host of Israel.
And he knew who said. He
said, now you have got the underpinnings to enter into the promised land. By showing this height of obedience. Now I have come as a commander. Ladies and gentlemen, a commander is a commander. A commander is not a teacher. For him to give you explanations to everything. A commander is somebody who speaks very few words. And he doesn't shout at that. He knows how powerful he is. And so he gives instructions. And you obey. He doesn't give you suggestions. He doesn't give you some certain things that you can go and think about. A commander shows up only when you are ready to obey him. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says,
no Bible say,
that Jesus Christ said,
yes, you can say,
John chapter 7 verse 17, he said that if you are willing to obey him, then you will know the teaching. Let's read that. Some of you have not seen it before. John chapter 7.
And then
verse 17. If anyone wills to do his will, if anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine
Whether
it is from God, or whether I speak of my own authority. Wow.
Sure.
He says that, look, if you are willing to obey me, then I will show up as a commander. Because when I give that word, that instruction to into your life, I just want one thing and one thing alone. Unquestioned obedience. And so when the people of Israel demonstrated through the circumcision, that they were willing, Jesus showed up to take over from Joshua as the commander himself. He told Joshua, take away your shoes. The shoe is talking about authority. Because I have come as the proper captain. I have come. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you today that the proper captain has come into your life.
Hallelujah, Captain Papa Nabawa.
His name is Jesus Christ. And you see, in the Hebrew, the word Joshua is the Greek version is Jesus.
See Joshua. Ewa Hebrew muno. Uba Greek. Eya Joshua.
Jesus.
Okay.
In other words, Joshua and Jesus, they are the same name.
Yeah, ka Joshua ni Jesus eya din kro.
It's like Elmina and Edina.
Uh-huh, as you know.
It's the same name.
Ayedimba.
In different languages.
Ayedimba.
Wow.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.